At Church on the Word, we're building strong families on the Word of God. It's our desire to be a blessing to you. COTW messages are available to you at no cost. Feel free to listen and share with your friends. Now, here's Pastor Patty Ohl with this week's message.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, for the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. That power is in me. And that power is working through me. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. The kids can go back to Kids Church. They've started a new series this morning on prayer. Your children are going to learn how to communicate with God on prayer. It's going to be good, good, good. Kids Church is filling up this morning. We love to see the children coming to the household. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I got to say something here. I'm going to be obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's important that as a church, you know, you can go to church and then you can go to a Spirit-led church. Or you're in a Spirit-led church.
Yeah.
Big difference. Big difference. You can assemble together as the church and God is always there because you're there. But He also desires for us to be led by the Spirit. So Liz, the Lord has something for you this morning. And this is what He said. Don't forget why you're sitting here and how you got here. Her desire has been to be in church with her children. And she has been working very long hours at McDonald's for a long, long time. And she shared with me back in December, I desire to be in church with my children. And I need off on Sundays. Well, the Lord moved. Not only did she get off on Sundays, but she got a major promotion, and she is now the manager of our Warner McDonald's. So we look at her crying. She's touched. She's thankful because God moved. I knew that He was. Just took a little bit. And she just had to do some things in the natural to get her in this position. So we rejoice with you as a church. Congratulations on your promotion. And we're so glad that you're sitting in church with your children this morning. Hallelujah. I bet your mama's glad too. And your daddy's glad. And your grandma's glad. And your kids are glad. I'm glad because I've seen God move.
Amen.
We've asked and you received.
Yes.
Praise God. But He just wants you to remember how you got here. It was because of Him. You got the position and you got your Sundays off. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! There's a lot on my heart this morning. You know, the women's gathering, we stayed till 5 o'clock in the evening. Nobody was watching the clock. Nobody worried about the clock. Nobody looked and saw what time it was. Because there was a lot of good things happening in the Spirit. Can you hear me this morning? This is a new lapel, and I don't want to knock it off or anything, so I just want to be sure you can hear me, Claire, because I feel like I'm having to scream, and I don't want to run out of energy. So can you hear me?
Yes.
All righty. Like I said, you know, I just want to be led here this morning, and, you know, we've already saw the Holy Ghost moving. We've already experienced His faithfulness. And declaring the healing power of God over our pastor, over our congregation, over people that was battling. And I believe this afternoon and tonight, I'm going to get some good reports, some good phone calls, some good things that are making a turn. Things are subject to change. So that's exactly what I said to Dr. Dansby's nurse. I said, Teresa, that's her name. I said, things are subject to change. She said, yes, Miss Patty. I said, things are subject to change. I know what's going on. We don't want to be foolish. We're going to heed to the wisdom of the doctors, but I want you to know I'm expecting big change in the condition of my husband's lungs. And things are subject to change.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe that. Do you? So when you're in the midst of something like Liz was, things are subject to change. things can turn around. And, you know, I always call them winks from God, and I call them suddenlies. Then all of a sudden, woo, really? Well, I have been thinking about this. I've been praying about this. I've been desiring this. Why am I shocked that it's here? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be talking about the name of Jesus this morning. It's one of my very favorite subjects. And you think, well, every time you preach, you say that's one of your very favorite things. Well, I like a lot of things in the Word of God. I like a whole lot of things. I like everything in the Word of God. But on the subject of the name of Jesus and our authority as the church is truly one of my very favorite subjects besides prayer. And so, Pastor said he wanted me to minister this morning. And I said, okay, I'm going to minister on the name of Jesus. I didn't have anything yet, but I just felt like, yep, that's what we're going to do. So, Ashley, we're going to go ahead and go to our foundational scriptures this morning. And there's three scriptures out of the New King James that I am going to stand on concerning this message. In Hebrews 1:1. And I love this, and I marked it in my Bible this morning. You know, this is the faith book, you know, Hebrews. And so in Hebrews 1, is that where we are? Yes, Hebrews 1. Sorry, Ashley, you're ahead of me. You're good. I told Rennie Jr., he said, you got some scriptures? I said, I've got so many, it's ridiculous, and I won't get to all of them, and I'm not going to take time to go there. She follows me really fast. That's why I'm glad she's back up there on my Sunday, because she knows how to follow me really, really fast. God, who is at various times and in various times, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. Now hang with me. Has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Through him also he made the worlds. Are you an heir?
Yes, ma'am.
Jot that down in your notes. I'm the heir. In verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, okay? Interceding for you and me. Verse 4, having become so much better than angels, as he has inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Let's jump on over to Philippians. Philippians, the second chapter. Now, these are just some foundational things that I wanted to share before I get in, because when the Holy Ghost gets to moving, what's going to happen is, first of all, you lose your place in your notes. And second of all, I could take one scripture and I could preach on it for 2 hours. I mean, the Word of God is that powerful to me. And so Philippians 2:9, it says, therefore, God has highly exalted him, talking about Jesus, and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, didn't say will, said should, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's go over to Ephesians. Probably should have marked some of these, right? I just get to going and so now Ephesians is really good. And the reason I'm looking them up instead of looking up there is because I've got this thing marked this morning because it ministered to me. Okay, Ephesians 1, and we're going to start in verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith. Now, this is the apostle of Jesus Christ, and it's Paul. He's an apostle, and he's speaking here. And he's speaking to the church of Ephesus. Okay? And he is saying to them in verse 15, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith, whose faith? The church of Ephesus, their faith in the Lord Jesus, that your love for all the saints. Verse 16, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Isn't that wonderful? We need to be like the church of Ephesus. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to who? To you, the church in Ephesus. To you, the church in Warner, Oklahoma. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, and that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches and the glory of the inheritance in the saints. Say, it's my inheritance. And verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us? Who what? Believe. Who believe. We got a part to play there. According to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, and He seated Him at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. Where did He seat Him? Far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named. COVID. Not only in this age, but also in which to come, which is us. And He put what? He put what? All. Y'all, I want to hear you this morning. I want to hear you. He did what? He put
all
things, which is what? Sickness, disease, poverty, lack, depression, oppression, demons, all things. Woo, this is good. And what did He do? He gave Him, Jesus, to be the head over all things to where? That's you. That's me. That's us-ins, as Pastor would say. That's us-ins. That's us sitting right here in this building. He gave it to us. Woo! Now listen, if He gave it to us, then we need to act like we know what we're doing. We need to act like we know what we're doing. So that today we're talking about the authority in the name of Jesus. And I'm just going to rattle off these scriptures, and you can write them down and put them in your notes. So Acts 2:21, that everyone that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13, everyone will be saved whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. So there's power, church, in this name. And so I don't know if it offends you, bothers you, or gets up underneath your crawl, but when I'm in the presence of somebody and they go, oh, Jesus. I correct people and I'm sorry. When I say I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend. I'm sorry to offend you, but you've offended me. Or someone said, well, Jesus Christ. That is very disrespectful. And we as the church, we have the authority to take care of that. They think they have the authority by saying those things in front of us negatively. But we have the authority to stand for what the true meaning of that name is. He's our Savior. Amen. He's our advocate. He's our deliverer. He is everything to us. He saved us from our awful, wicked ways. So when someone uses that name sarcastically in my presence, and it should be in your presence, it needs to be corrected with respect. Amen? Hallelujah. And so the good news is that authority that has been given to the church, it means you. I mean, it has been handed over to us. Now, what we do with that authority is up to us. I mean, it's already been given to you. It's scriptural. He gave it to the church. All things, all authority has been given to the church. Now, what we do with it is what is our choices. Just like your Bible sitting there on your end table. It can sit there and collect dust, or you can make a choice to pick it up. The Bible's still going to sit there. It's not going to move. So you have this inheritance. My boys, they're an old. Whether they like it or they don't like it or they want to do something with that inheritance, they are an old. Nothing can change that. They can maybe legally go get their name changed if they want to. It would be their choice. But nothing on that birth certificate and nothing that they inherited changes that name. It's the same thing with our inheritance in Him. We can do something with it. We can live by it. We can act upon it. We can run with it. We can preach with it. We can cast out devils with it. We can be healed with it. We can be delivered with it. We can call upon Him in any situation. I could go on and on and on, and that's what that name is. And it belongs to you, and it belongs to me. And now a lot of people struggle with this, and that's why I went to this scripture this morning in pastor's office, because we cannot deny that He gave all things to the church. It's the Word. So we are walking in this authority. So, you know, back in Matthew 1:21, talking about Mary here, she will give birth to a son named Jesus, and He will save people from their sins. So I looked this up in the Hebrew, and it said Akin, A-K-I-N. To the Hebrew word, it means Joshua. Did you know that? It means Joshua, which means the Lord of salvation. So the Lord's given us life through that name. He's given us life, a different life. We've gone from this life to that life. What was is no longer. We have become born again because of the name of Jesus. Mary said, and He's going to save the world. He's going to save people from their sins. Now, I love this one. In Mark, let's go there, Ashley. Mark, the 16th chapter, one of my very, very favorite scriptures. Remember, say, I'm the church. I'm the church. And all things are mine through Jesus Christ. That's in the Word of God. Amen. All right, Mark the 16th chapter, verse 17. But let's start in 15, Ashley. Sorry, let's start in 15. It says, and He said to them, highlight them. You're in teaching school. You're in teaching today, the Word of God. Them. And He said to them, circle it, go into the world and preach the gospel to what? Every creature. He who believes. Now right there, that tells me there's going to be some that don't believe. Because He said, to those who believe. Yeah. That doesn't mean for everybody. It should be. It is for everybody. But only a few are going to believe. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17. Get your pen ready. And these signs will follow, circle it, those who believe. In my name, they, circle it, will cast out demons. They, circle it, will speak with new tongues. Verse 18, circle it, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They, circle it, will lay hands on the sick, and they, circle it, will recover. I'm the theysans, and I'm the thousands. Who are you? You're the essence. You're the essence. Let's get stirred up in here this morning. This is us. This inheritance, because of Jesus, belongs to every one of us in this room. Hallelujah. If you're born again, it's yours. You can't make it happen. You can't make it really go away. He's in there. He's inside your heart. He's yours and you're His. Amen? Hallelujah. So we can see right here in the middle of this great commission that Jesus empowered His followers. He stopped and He talked about it. In fact, you know, I've heard pastors say this was the last thing that He spoke. He gave us the great commission to go. And a lot of people over the years that I have learned, a lot of people look at that as like a missionary. Well, you are a missionary. You're a missionary, you know, Jet, on your job. When you're traveling, you're a missionary. Kerrigan, you're a missionary when you go to HARPS. Cheyenne, you're a missionary when you go to school. Misha, you're a missionary. Are you hearing me this morning?
Yes.
We are missionaries. We are to go.
Yes, we are.
Missionaries in our schools, our jobs, our neighborhood, our church, our grocery stores, our communities. That's our mission field. So we're going to a mission. It isn't just for people to go overseas. It's for us too. Woo. So right there, he stopped in the middle of this great commission that he's talking to. And now he's including me and you to do the supernatural things in his name. To cast out devils, to speak with new tongues. Listen. Not people say, well, you know, that is for a few. No, it's not. We said this morning, we just proved it to you here in the Word of God by the Holy Ghost. It's for the church. It's us. We pray in other tongues. If we believe that it's for us, we pray in other tongues. We cast out devils or people that are oppressed if we believe that that same spirit dwells in the inside of us.
Yeah,
well, it's on. Yeah, that's the very first thing he said. Because there must have been a lot of oppression. He knew this oppression. It was then. Listen, God is not surprised at what's going on.
Yeah.
He knew this was coming before we did. I had a minister just a couple of weeks ago said, I don't know how you all feel about this, but we are in the day of Noah. We're not getting there. We're there. We are there. We are in the last days. The Lord is coming back. We are going to see calamity. We're going to see sickness. We're going to see death. We're going to see disease. People are going to be confused if they're a man or a woman. We're going to see people harming themselves. We're the church. We're casting those devils out of people. We're the church. We're laying hands on those who are sick. We're the church. We are the church. We speak with new tongues. As the Spirit gives us utterance, and as we believe, we have a new language. It's our heavenly language. We are the church. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Acts 3:6, Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give to you. What did he say? Rise and walk. I don't have money to give you, but I do have something that's greater than what you're, than the money. I've got something much greater, and it's life. I mean, this man was crippled from birth. He asked Peter and John for money, but Peter had more than that. Peter had faith in the healing power of Jesus. He had faith in that healing power. Now look, I'm telling you, I'm just going to say it right now, that my daughter-in-law is not suffering one more discomfort after today.
Praise God.
How do you know that? I believe it. Because I did what the Bible said to do. Anoint her with oil and pray a prayer of agreement and pray the prayer of faith. So I'm not going to back down now from right here. Another statement, except the Lord healed me. The Lord healed me. Peter understood this name. Peter understood the power of this name, and he had faith in that name. Because, church, we all know there's no other name but the name of Jesus. No other name. In Acts the 16th chapter, in verse 18, Paul spoke to the spirit in the name of Jesus. I command you to come out of her. What did he speak in? In the name of Jesus. He didn't say, hey, come over here. In the name of Melissa, I'm going to cast this devil out of you. He said, in the name of Jesus. That's where his faith was in that name. Hallelujah. The disciples returned from ministering, and he said to him, Lord, they said to him, Lord, even the demons submit to us with your name. Even the demons submit to us when we use that name. Amen. That name is so powerful. That name is so powerful. I heard a story. I've heard so many stories about people, how they have called out on the name of Jesus in a very desperate cry, a car accident, a sickness, anything. And the Lord Jesus came on the scene immediately. We were in Florida in a parking lot, and the cars were parked at an angle in a parking lot just like this. Austin and Sam are in the front, and Sam is driving. Pastor's over here, Audrey, me. And all of a sudden, we're going now. There's cars, and they're parked that way, just like going to Walmart. They're parked that way. We're going this way, so the cars are parked like this. And Sam was going very slow because we're looking for a parking spot. And all of the sudden, this huge Suburban is just coming right at the side of that door where Austin and Pastor Rennie is. I mean, it's coming. She can't go forward. There's somebody in front of her. She can't go left because someone's coming this way. So she can't go and she can't move over. And that thing was coming, and it was coming quick. I mean, it was like from here to Mark. And I'm not exaggerating. That Suburban came this close to hitting the side of my car, smacking it. And I hollered out. You know I do. My kids hate it. But Austin was glad I hollered this time. I said, in the name of Jesus. Just like that. I mean, I jumped up out of that back seat. He went, whoa, Jesus. He did his head up like that. Pastor yelled, dear God. Sam said, what? Because see, she's past it. It's right here. And she went, ah! Well, when I jumped up, I pulled on the back of her seat and got a handful of hair. And I said, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus. What? I mean, that's about how fast it happened. And that thing stopped. You know what happened? Huh. Out of nowhere, because the guy was not there, because I'm looking for a parking place. There is a man on the sidewalk, and he's doing this. Just jumping and waving his hand, stop, stop. And that's what the guy stopped at. I know with all of my heart, the Lord put that man over there. I mean, it would have demolished my car, totaled it, and it probably, Austin probably, and Pastor would have got hurt because it was coming pretty strong. I believe when I hollered out the name of Jesus and, oh, dear God, and, oh, Jesus, I mean, that's about how it was. Jesus! I mean, it was just because it was coming out his window. I believe the Lord put that man over there to distract this driver. I know in my heart it happened, because when it was over, we all went, what just happened? And of course, Austin spoke up and said, the Lord stopped that Suburban. I said, there was a man over here jumping up and down, and he distracted this driver. Now, that's just a little story. Now, there's many. I'm sure all of you have many, many stories. I've heard people almost falling off the cliff. Pastor Hagen told a story about a motorcycle. He was driving and came up to a cliff, and all of a sudden, his motorcycle just went up on the side of the bank and went around that cliff. And all the guys said, oh, well, that was just, your tire got hung up on them stones. He said, oh, no. That was the name of Jesus. He's telling me I'm jumping around too much and this chain's trying to... He was back there doing this. Hallelujah. So even the demons tremble at his name. And even when we holler out the name of Jesus, things have to change. I knew this morning when I talked to Heather and she was feeling as bad as she was. Like I said, no more symptoms, just recovering from COVID. I knew then, I said, I'm not praying for her right now. I'm going to wait and we're going to get up underneath the anointing. And I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. And that those symptoms have to be subject to change. Yes. Because the disciples even said that to our Lord. When we come together and we assemble in the name of Jesus here at Church on the Word, do you know that we honor that name? We're honoring that name to manifest His presence here. Now, we bring Him in here, so His presence is on the inside of us. But we want the manifestation of the present. So it comes through praise and worship. It comes through us worshiping Him and lifting Him up. It comes through us praising Him, laying hands on the sick. Y'all, it's not us. This praise team don't sing underneath the power that's within them. It's the power of Jesus Christ that's within them, and there's an anointing there. It's the same thing with the minister. So we're exalting the name of Jesus, and when we assemble, then the presence of God comes in here to do what He needs to do because we honor that name. Oh, Jesus, Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, Jesus, He's a pain taker. He's a chain breaker. I mean, those songs that we sang this morning. In Matthew, talking about assembling, in Matthew, the 18th chapter, in verse 20, it says, "For where two or three are gathered in My name, I," Jesus is speaking here, "I am in their midst." There's a lot more than three people here. There's a lot more than two people here. So immediately, we have to have faith to believe. As soon as we come in and we tap in, He's here. We're not waiting on Him to pass by. I used to go to a church years and years ago, and on Sunday nights, you probably remember this, reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. He's not too busy to hear our hearts cry. I'm like, He's here. I ain't grabbing Him as He goes by. I brought Him in this building. He's right here on the inside of me. He dwells on the inside down in here. And when I leave this building, He leaves this building. And when I come back in here, He comes back in here. I'm not reaching out and touching Him. Now, I'll reach out and I'll grab a hold of the anointing. When the anointing gets to going, Brother Hagin said it can't be taught, it's got to be caught. So I'm going to catch the anointing. I don't let the anointing go very far because I love it, I love it, I love it, and I want some more of it. I love the anointing, so I don't get too far out away from it. I don't want to get distracted in a church service. I mean, they know, text me when it's only an emergency. Because I don't want to hear anything unless someone's dying or we have a flood or the police are here or something. Let me know because the anointing's here and I want to tap in. I want to tap in. And that's what happens. The name of Jesus is lifted up. The Bible says, if you lift up the name of Jesus, He's going to draw the men and the women unto us. Our job is to lift Him up, that precious name that's above any name. Hallelujah. This is good preaching this morning. Yes. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:10 says, Philippians 2:10, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under earth. The demons tremble at the mention of that name. They tremble when we say Jesus. When they see that Jesus is on the move and the Holy Ghost is moving because of that name being mentioned, every knee didn't say some, that will bow at the name of Jesus.
We're the boss.
Hallelujah. On earth and under earth. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, whether it in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. This name above all names, listen to what it does. It opens up the door to the supernatural. We're here in the natural. We need the supernatural. So the name is ours. The authority in that name belongs to us. So, I mean, we don't have to finish this today, but let me tell you, there's some good, rich stuff in here. You know, I remember this story, and I'll never forget it, when I was sitting in Brother Hagin's class, and he was teaching the believer's authority, and that name above every name belonging personally to me, and I could do with that name what Jesus did with that name. Took me a while to get it, but I got it, and I'm doing what Jesus did with that name. I'm seeing blind eyes open. I'm seeing people raised from the dead. I'm seeing miracles happen before our eyes. We are seeing results. People healed. People set free. People born again. We've seen tumors fall off in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I remember him sharing this story, and I mean, it clicked on me. I'm a visual. I'm a children's pastor for years, and so I love visual. In fact, when my husband and I are doing a project together, I say, draw it out. I mean, just don't tell me about square footage. Don't tell me to go west. Draw out what we're doing. I don't know about footage and inches and framing and all that. Just draw it out and show me. So I love visual. So Brother Hagin, in that class, The Believer's Authority, he said, this is under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And when he said stuff like that, I sat up to the end of my chair. I didn't doodle in class. I didn't even get up and go to the bathroom in class. Never skipped class. Was never late for class. I was late one time because I got in an ice storm in Coweta. One time. And that's not me. I always slide in sideways at the last minute. Not when I was going to school. I was so honored to be on that campus. And I was so thankful because what it took to get us there that I wasn't going to mess up at all. So when he would say, this is under the unction of the Holy Ghost, I would sit up and listen with my antennas. He said, let's picture a police officer right now. A child. Little boy. We're all leaving here after class. We're pulling out of here. We're going. And it was always traffic jam. And there was only one way you better go. And you better follow the parking lot, people's instruction with their little wand, or you're in trouble. You do what you're told, and you do it prompt. And you do it just like they say and just like they desire. Listen, there's a lot right there for a lot of us to learn. So when they said, turn this way, we turned. And when you go that way, I'm like, but I live over there. But you're still going to go this way because this is what they're telling you to do. So there, I learned that. Long story short, Brother Hagin said, there's a boy, and you're in this traffic jam after class here at Rhema on the campus, and you're trying to get out of here, and you're trying to maneuver through and out. He said, and all of a sudden, there's a police officer sitting there at the end of the red light there at the parking lot of the church. And this little boy gets out. And he puts a police officer hat on. And he stands there. And he starts directing the traffic. What are you going to do? Are you going to say, that's a little boy. He ain't got no authority. What's he doing standing there by the police officer? I guarantee you, this is what you're going to do. If he goes that way, you're going to go that way. If he says go this way, you're going to go that way. Why? You're honoring the authority of that police officer, that position, that office that he's standing in. That office, if you will, I guess I could call it an office, that spirit, that inheritance is in you. So instead of us being a police officer standing there, glory to God, we got the greater one standing on the inside of us. And when we say to demons, go, they go. And when we say to somebody, be healed, they're healed. And when we say the devil to come out of somebody, they come out. Because we have that authority. It's dwelling on the inside of us. We inherited that through our salvation. That came to us from the Father, through Jesus, into our spirit. We became a new person.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
So with that being said, we can cast out devils. We can go into the mission field. We can go into the highways and the byways. We can be baptized in the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues. We can raise the dead. But that was Jesus. But that Spirit dwells in us. And He said He gave it all to the church. He didn't say some. You want to go back and read it? He said all. I've given this all to the church.
Amen.
All things to the church. Woo! Look, that makes me want to jump up here and start running around. Y'all can run anytime. It's okay. You might get out of breath, huh? So, this good stuff. From Father, through the blood of Jesus, every believer is unlimited in all matter with the right to use that name in every situation that we may need it.
Hallelujah.
Now, I wrote that down and I circled it and I circled it. Came to me this morning. I got an arrow around it. It comes from our Father through the blood of Jesus. Every believer, unlimited, has the general power of attorney. Now, when my mother was getting ready to pass, Ashley came over and we did a legal document and we notarized some things. And I became the power of attorney of my mother's life. I could answer for her. I could spend her money. I could sell her property. I could talk to her doctors. I could make decisions on her behalf because I had power of attorney. Smith Wigglesworth was ministering along this line one time and someone said to him, so are you saying that through the blood of Jesus and that inheritance that I got in my new birth gives me the power of attorney to operate, to flow, to go, to do what Jesus did? He said, absolutely, amen and amen. That is exactly what that means. We have power of attorney when we go and we do things in His name.
Amen.
Or the Word of God is lying and it can't.
Amen.
It can't. Oh, hallelujah. I expect answers, church, when I pray in that name. If you notice, Pastor and I both, and I think possibly my boys do too. They always start out, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you on the behalf of the name of Jesus. And when we end it, how do you end your prayer? In Jesus' name, amen. Because of that power in that name. So if you're not praying that way, I want to encourage you this morning to pray that way. To go to the Father in Jesus' name. There's nothing like that name. That name is said and it should make us tremble. Amen. So we as the church, His body must pray, which is us. Say, I'm the body. We must pray, speak, act on that name. And when we do, we need to expect with excitement. We need to expect. It's not a hope so. We're never going to get anybody anything if we hope it. We've got to know so that that name's been given to me and I have authority and I'm going to exercise that name. And the blood of Jesus is flowing through that name. And that name is mine through my new birth. And I'm going to lay hands on the sick. And I'm going to cast out devils. And I'm going to speak with new tongues. And any deadly weapon that tries to come against me dies instantly in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's been delegated to us. If I walked over to Justin and I said, son, go out and start my car. He'd be back in here. And he'd say, Mother, I need the keys to your car. I cannot start your car without your keys. Here's my keys. Now, are you going to just stand there with those keys and walk back out there? What are you going to do? You're going to hit it to unlock it. You're going to put the, well, my car is a push, but you're going to put the key in the ignition and you're going to turn. So the key is everything to that car. It ain't going to start without a key. The doors ain't going to unlock without the key. So with that being said, the name of Jesus is our key. The blood is our key. The name of Jesus is our key to the supernatural. It's the key to everything that we need to do. You know, I have a key to this ministry. I have a key to my car. I have a key to the hub. I have a key to pastor's office. I have a key to the church office. But if I don't use that key to get in these different places, it's not going to work. I can stand there no matter who I am.
That's good. That's good.
If I don't use that key as my tool and as my key to get in, I'm not getting in.
Right.
Jesus is our key to the supernatural.
Amen.
The key in the name of Jesus is Savior, Redeemer, Mediator, Intercessor, Advocate, High Priest, the Lord who stands between us and the Father. He has given that name to you and I. We carry that key right here. That key, just like I carry that key in my purse, I carry that key of Him on the inside of my heart. And I utilize it. And I'm going to keep utilizing it. How about you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You all right this morning?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He gave the keys to the church. He gave the keys to the church. Golly, think about this. We carry that key. We have possession of that name. He said He turned the keys over to the church. The keys to what? Freedom, deliverance, healing, life and death, poverty, sickness, disease. We've got the key. Oh, hallelujah. I think I'm a little bit more excited than you are. Hallelujah. Did you take some notes and mark some things down? We've been delegated those keys. Those keys belong to us. They belong to us, Robert. They belong to you and me. This morning we had such a good prayer time. We were talking about Mark, and Robert and Ray and I were talking about the angels hearkening to our voice. We have authority over those angels. Do you realize that? That's a whole nother sermon in itself. All right, let's stand to our feet this morning.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's message. If you were encouraged by these audio clips, please let us know. Our email address is cotw@crosstail.net. If you're looking for a home church, we'd love to have you. Our address is 1511 North Highway 64, Warner, Oklahoma. For more information on our ministry, including service times, go to churchontheword.net.